All week on The Nolan Show, we've been telling you about Adrian Allen's battle to get a new cancer drug. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, but he had to fight to get a new drug, which his own specialist doctor wanted to give him. As you heard yesterday, Andrew will now get the drug, but why is there a difference between the system in Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK for new drug provision? Should Adrian Allen have had to have waited so long for his drug? Was the delay at the Health and Social Care Board reasonable? Was the delay and the time the process took, was that reasonable? Adrian Allen certainly doesn't think so. His specialist doctor was writing and writing to the Health and Social Care Board saying, well, he wasn't too pleased. Let's put it like that. The chest, heart and stroke chief, Andrew Dougal, is now on the line. Morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, Stephen.
So obviously this is territory that the Nolan Show is now concentrating on, and you've contacted us. What's the score?
Well, you know, I wrote to the chief medical officer last September saying I was concerned because there was a clear process in England about how new drugs would be made available to patients, and we didn't have that here. And the chief medical officer wrote back and assured me that this was going to be in place. But speaking to consultants yesterday, they are still unclear. If consultants don't know what the process is and what's happening, GPs don't know what's happening, patients and their families don't know what's happening, this is very unsatisfactory. We hear so much in these days about patient public involvement. It's all a bit of a farce because everybody's in the dark. And I would make a plea to the department and to the board to make clear to the public that they have a process, that they have time targets which they're going to meet. In England, once the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence approves a drug...
That's what we call NICE. When we refer to NICE, that's NICE.
So that people know what it is. And once NICE approves the drug, the primary care trusts have 90 days to draw a protocol to say this drug will be made available. Now in Northern Ireland, they tell us that they have 15 weeks to get a protocol together, and that's happening. But there are other time delays. Once the protocol is drawn up, the drugs are not being made available to the public. And we in Northern Ireland...
They're not being made available, Andrew.
There are delays. There are time delays, and I wrote on the 18th
of
May.
What type of time delays?
Well, you know, we're talking about 4 and 5 and 6 weeks, and in one case, one drug's been on hold for 2.5 months. Now, it's important that drugs are given as expeditiously and quickly as possible to the public, because that can save lives, improve the quality of lives, and we in Northern Ireland are suffering. You talk about the National Health Service, Stephen. We don't have one single National Health Service. In effect, with devolved government, we have 4 different health services, and Northern Ireland is losing out all the time.
So the process, Andrew, is it not straightforward, even to the professionals? Are you telling me... Well, you have told me within the last few minutes, consultants don't know what the process is. I find that hard to believe.
That is not how, that is the case. And it is important that both the Department of Health and the Health and Social Care Board make clear to consultants, to GPs, to everybody in the health service, and to the public what the process is. Because that is not the situation.
Andrew,
everybody is in the dark.
Andrew, now you're a man at the very top of your tree. You're well known in Northern Ireland. Are you sure that we are in a situation, this will shock people this morning, that when our relatives and our loved ones are sick, are you telling me that seasoned, experienced consultants in Northern Ireland don't know what the process is to get them life-saving drugs?
That's what they tell me, and they told me that yesterday. And on your programme...
It's astonishing.
The TAVI process, the transaortic valve implementation for older people who can't undergo open heart surgery, that was only... the consultants and others didn't know the process by which they could get this process approved. Now, thanks to you and your programme, 40 people a year are getting that on a named basis, but it's not part of the health service. It's not contracted. It's on a named grace and favour basis. It really is important that proper processes are put in place and are implemented effectively.
Well, now, hold on. The loaded language that you're using this morning, this grace and favour language that you're using this morning, I've been looking at the process over the last couple of days. There is a, you know, I can't remember the exact term for it, but there is an emergency procedure for if drugs are not available as a standard case, there is a procedure where a consultant can write to the Health and Social Care Board and they can say, look, we want this patient to get this specific drug. It might not be widely available, but we want them to get it. Exceptionality, it's called. They want them to get it as an exceptional case. But we are learning on this programme that even the process around that seems to be causing delays, confusion.
But that shouldn't go on forever. The TAVI process is still 18 months later. That's still on a named patient basis. It should be contracted. It should be commissioned by the health service. And that's really, really important that we do that. Because
explain to me what the TAVI process is, Andrew.
The TAVI is the process for ensuring that people can get this treatment readily available, rather than having to plead for it, for a consultant having to make a case for each individual patient. That is an obstacle. That's an obstacle put in the place of making new treatments available to people readily.
And for which particular treatment are you talking about now?
The transaortic valve implementation, which your programme dealt with 18 months ago and did so very effectively.
Yes, I remember that. That was ladies who contacted me at the BBC. They were up lying. There were a group of them lying in a hospital, and they claimed that their consultant was telling them, do you know what? You know, you really need this operation.
That's right. And now people are getting it, but it's on a named patient basis only. Our view in Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke is this should be commissioned and that the consultant shouldn't have to make a case for each individual patient.
Is it commissioned elsewhere in the United Kingdom?
Yes, I believe so. But I have to tell you that I believe, and we in Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke believe, that these pleadings on a named patient basis only are obstacles to having the service funded effectively, where the consultant makes a clinical diagnosis and say, this is the process that's necessary, this TAVI will help this elderly patient, and they can do it without having to go and make a case.
Right. Now, I just want to be fair to the Health and Social Care Board this morning and explain what has happened. I had quite a long meeting with the Health and Social Care Board yesterday, and they do want to reassure the public, and they do want to look at this very closely. And we had arranged, and it will happen, that on Monday morning, a senior official from the Health and Social Care Board will come onto this radio show on Monday morning. Now, Andrew, you have then contacted us basically yesterday in between that meeting and this morning. In fact, you contacted us this morning, Andrew, is that right?
So I
didn't know you were even coming on. You contacted us last night. I wasn't in the office. So to be fair to the Health and Social Care Board, I thought we were coming back to this story on Monday, and they are coming on Monday to try to set out their stall. But you're adding to this now. You've added another layer to it. And you know
all I want, Stephen, is for the Health and Social Care Board to put on their website to make available to the public what the process is, what the time targets are for new drugs and new procedures, so that they're available to the people of Northern Ireland. Drugs and processes and procedures which are available to people across the water. It's only right and proper that they tell the consultants, they tell the GPs, they tell people in the health service, and most important of all, that they tell the Northern Ireland public how they can have new treatments. What is the process? And if they put that on their website, people will be much happier.
And I want to know, Andrew, what the criteria is that the Health and Social Care Board is using to turn people down.
Well, you know, we have a National Institute of Health and Clinical Excellence. They test all these drugs. They test all these procedures. It's inappropriate that some board or some department then second guesses them. If NICE says these are appropriate procedures, these are appropriate drugs, then they should be made available to people, because they improve the quality of lives. They reduce the number of people dying prematurely because of these illnesses. That's a very simple process. And we in Northern Ireland must be receiving the same high-quality treatment as people in England and any other part of the kingdom.
Okay, and I want to ask you one last time as we come to the end of this interview, because I want to use this for Monday morning for when the Health and Social Care Board come onto the programme. consultants have contacted you yesterday to say they don't know how to apply for life-saving drugs. Is that what you're standing over?
I have spoken to consultants yesterday, and they say they do not understand the process. Now, the chief medical officer wrote to me on the 31st of October, clarifying the situation, setting out the situation, but I had to write to him again on the 18th of May saying, what are the timelines? Can we ensure that things are dealt with in the 15-week target? And that is not happening currently.
Okay. Andrew Dougal, thank you very much indeed. I really want to labour the point here, and I'm going to labour it. And sorry for being repetitive, but we try to be as fair as possible on this programme. The Health and Social Care Board have said that they will come on Monday morning. Actually, and just for full transparency, they were going to try to get somebody onto the radio today to speak to you. And I didn't know that we were doing this subject this morning. And that's where we left it last night, until Andrew Dougal, then of his own free will, raised this concern. So it's going to be a very interesting programme on Monday. And, you know, there is clearly a discussion that now needs to be had on this programme for the benefit of us all in Northern Ireland as to what is going on, what is the process, how can that process be improved. And let me tell you one thing, and I'll say this very, very publicly indeed. I heard some whispers yesterday, and it upset me greatly. I heard some whispers yesterday as to the cancer story that we did with Adrian Allen, whether we should have been doing that story or not. Let me tell you right now, I completely stand over that story. I completely stand over that Adrian Allen, a man with cancer, did not know he was getting that drug. I completely stand over the fact that his consultant this week on Tuesday did not know he was getting that drug. And if anybody anywhere in Stormont doubts that, you are categorically wrong. Full stop.